This program is brought to you by W.W. Norton and Company, publishers of Poetry Unbound by Padraic O Tuama. Now in paperback and featuring immersive reflections on 50 powerful poems. We hope you enjoy today's offering for Poem a Day and presented by the Academy of American Poets.
This is Monica Yoon reading Four Freedoms Park. Roosevelt Island, New York City. The fourth is freedom from fear. President Franklin Delano Roosevelt, annual message to Congress, January 6, 1941. The weed is the nemesis of human endeavor, Henry Miller. Then, as if someone had switched on a black light in the sky, the traceries of dread just visible all around her, the curving trajectories of each possible disaster, once seen, now indelible. Bristling stems of mugwort sheared to resemble a lawn, rhizomatic, ineradicable, each torn scrap giving rise to a new plant, hundred-handed. The penitentiary hospital, the New York City lunatic asylum, the Blackwell Island Workhouse, the Smallpox Hospital, the Charity Hospital, our standing army of paupers, criminals, and sick poor. This whole repurposed island, dry sponge of rootstocks, map of the neural pathways tunneled out by fear. Her 8-year-old at the beach adorning his ring of sandcastles with bits of shell and twig, reciting the Day of Infamy speech, "We will not only defend ourselves to the uttermost, but will make it very certain that this form of treachery shall never again endanger us." The crumbling gray crenellations. The smallpox hospital, our only landmarked ruin. No trespassing. Structure is unstable. The winsome insinuations of bindweed at its feet, its gaping nice face, blushed with Virginia creeper, its body a copse of sumacs. In Korea, smallpox is referred to as Your Majesty in an effort to appease the god. Eradicated circa 1980, who now will ride the horses made of straw, made to tempt the smallpox spirits to ride home? Plaques of cellophane stillness subdue the East River. The tram released like a dispensation across the swollen sky. The line of flight is part of the rhizome. These lines always tie back to one another. Garbage circulating underground soundlessly, a system of pneumatic tubes. The monument's honed granite perpendiculars, a luxury of specific intention, like all luxuries, most poignant at its defined edges, subject to encroachment, exhaustion, riprap, loose strife, prostrate spurge. About this poem. In my son's early infancy, I was staying near Roosevelt Island and spent many afternoons taking the tram over and circumambulating the little island. The FDR Memorial in Four Freedoms Park, a luxurious geometry of honed granite, is the play picnic ground for local families, who are largely Asian American, drawn by the island's sterile high-rise condos and the promise of a car-free, crime-free NYC neighborhood. The ubiquity of Asian American faces sharpened the many ironies of FDR's Four Freedoms, a speech he gave in the same year in which, caving to wartime racism, he signed Executive Order 9066, authorizing the internment of Americans of Japanese ancestry. The memorial also abuts the ruins of the smallpox hospital and ties into the island's long history as a site of segregation and confinement for those deemed criminal, insane, or poor, a reminder that in the U.S., freedom from some has always come at the expense of incarceration for others.
Poem A Day is the original daily poetry series featuring new poems by today's poets. Produced by the Academy of American Poets, this free digital series is made possible by you, our readers and listeners. Learn more about Poem A Day, and if you can, please consider supporting this work by visiting poets.org/give.